His is perhaps the most famous name to fight at the Battle of Gettysburg. His leadership on the battlefield made his name immortal, but he probably would have preferred to remain anonymous. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. When you think of important people at the Battle of Gettysburg, we often remember a man named Pickett and his ill-fated charge.
He was very flamboyant. He looked at war as a glorious thing, an adventure. Compared to another real famous American who had that same kind of attitude, George Armstrong Custer, very dashing. They both had long, ringlets of hair, perfume.
Eric Campbell is a ranger at Gettysburg National Battlefield.
Of the 13,000 men who made that attack on July 3rd, 1863, Pickett only commanded about 5,500, his own division. Again, I'm not to insult him. He did graduate from West Point, although he wasn't considered brilliant by any means. He graduated dead last in his class.
Campbell says Pickett was certainly brave and was a competent officer. Yet it was easy for the press to quickly assign his name to the failed mission.
Right before the war ends, unfortunately for him, he made a bad decision. He was attending a shad bake when his division got overrun at a place called Five Forks. And that defeat led to the collapse of Petersburg and then eventually Richmond. And when General Lee found out that Pickett wasn't with his men when he should have been, he removed him from command.
Pickett was bitter that Lee removed him from command. Years later, the two had a chance meeting.
They had a very cold meeting, as it were, and Pickett said to John Mosby, who was a famous Confederate guerrilla leader, something like, that man destroyed my division at Gettysburg. And Mosby hit it right in the head when he replied, yes, but he made you immortal.
He's immortally tied to Gettysburg and the attack that bears his name, Pickett's Charge. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.